Chapter 26. The Ministry of Christ. After Satan finished tempting Jesus in the desert, Satan left Jesus for a while. Holy angels prepared food for Jesus and strengthened him. The Father had put his blessing on Jesus. Satan had failed in his strongest efforts to tempt Jesus, but Satan looked forward to Jesus' ministry when he, Satan, would tempt Jesus with his cleverest deceits. Satan thought he could have victory over Jesus by working through people who refused to accept Jesus. Satan planned to fill the people with hate so that they would try to kill Jesus. Satan held a special meeting with his angels. Satan's angels were disappointed and angry because they had failed to make Jesus sin. They decided they must be more deceitful. The evil angels decided to do their best to make the Jews doubt that Jesus was the Savior. In this way, they hoped to discourage Jesus in his ministry. Satan was not concerned about how carefully the Jews followed every small detail of their ceremonies and sacrifices. Satan's goal was to keep the Jews ignorant about the prophecies. Satan wanted to make the Jews believe that the Messiah would come as a powerful, worldly king. Satan wanted the Jews to refuse to accept Jesus. I, Ellen White, was shown that Satan and his angels were very busy during Jesus' ministry. Satan encouraged people to hate, scorn, and not believe their Redeemer. Often, when Jesus showed people their sins, the sinful people became angry. Satan and his angels urged the people to kill the Son of God. Several times the crowd picked up stones to throw at Jesus, but angels guarded Jesus and carried him away from the angry people to a safe place. One time when Jesus spoke plain truths that the people did not like, the crowd forced him to the top edge of a hill. They planned to throw Jesus over the edge of the cliff, but the people began arguing over what to do with him. Angels hid Jesus from their sight. Jesus walked through the crowd and went his way. Satan still hoped that the great plan of salvation would fail. Satan used all his power to make the hearts of people hard and bitter against Jesus. Satan hoped only a few people would believe Jesus. Satan hoped Jesus would decide it was too great a sacrifice to make for just a few people. I, Ellen White, saw that if there had been only two people who accepted Jesus as the Son of God and Savior, Jesus would have died for those two people. Relief from suffering. Jesus began his work by destroying Satan's power to make people suffer. Jesus made people well. He gave sight to the blind. He healed the lame, causing them to jump for joy and to praise God. Jesus gave health to weak people who had been under Satan's cruel power for many years. With kind, gentle words, Jesus comforted the sick, the trembling, and people who were discouraged. Jesus took away Satan's control over weak and suffering people. Jesus gave the people healthy bodies and great happiness. When Jesus gave life to the dead, they praised God for showing his power. Jesus worked mightily for everyone who believed on him. Jesus' life was filled with words and acts of kindness, sympathy, and love. Jesus listened to the problems of people who came to him. He took away their troubles. Great numbers of people carried proof in their own bodies of Jesus' divine power. But after Jesus had helped and healed them, many people were ashamed of the humble but mighty preacher. People refused to accept Jesus because the rulers did not believe in him. Jesus was a man of much sadness. He suffered pain and heartache. Many people could not bear to follow Jesus' example of a serious, unselfish life. They wished to enjoy worldly honor. But many people did follow Jesus and listen to his teachings that were full of meaning. Jesus' words were so clear that the educated and the uneducated people could understand him. Satan and his angels blinded the eyes of the Jews and darkened their understanding of Jesus. Satan and his angels led the leaders and rulers to decide to kill the Savior. The rulers sent soldiers to bring Jesus to them. When these soldiers came near Jesus, they were greatly amazed. They saw Jesus' sympathy and pity toward human suffering. They heard Jesus speak loving, encouraging words to weak, sick people. They heard him speak with authority, expressing disapproval of Satan's power. They heard Jesus command Satan to free captive people from Satan's power. As the soldiers listened, they accepted Jesus because of his words of wisdom. The soldiers would not put their hands on Jesus to take him prisoner. They returned to the priests and elders without Jesus. When the soldiers were asked, "Why have you not brought Jesus?" the soldiers told of the miracles they had seen. The soldiers told of Jesus' holy words of wisdom, love, and knowledge. They replied, "No man has ever talked the way this man talks." The chief priests said Jesus deceived the soldiers. The priests asked in a scornful way if any of the rulers believed in Jesus. Some of the soldiers became ashamed that they had not taken Jesus. I, Ellen White, saw that many of the rulers and priests did believe in Jesus. But Satan kept the rulers from letting anyone know they believed in Jesus. The rulers and other officials feared the people more than they feared God. All of Satan's deceitful efforts and hatred had not destroyed the plan of salvation. The time was near for the Savior to finish his mission on earth. Satan and his angels counseled together about how to keep Jesus from finishing the work he had come to do. They decided to encourage the Jews to shout eagerly that they wanted Jesus to be killed. They would influence the Jewish people and Roman soldiers to treat Jesus cruelly and to ridicule him. Satan and his angels hoped that Jesus would get angry because of the insults and not remain humble and gentle. While Satan was making his plans, Jesus carefully told his disciples that he would suffer and be crucified. Jesus told the disciples he would rise again the third day. But the disciples did not understand nor realize fully what Jesus was telling them. Christ's glory on the Mount. The faith of the disciples was greatly strengthened by an experience we call Jesus' transfiguration. The disciples were permitted to see Jesus in his glory on the mountain. The disciples also were permitted to hear God's voice from heaven tell of Jesus' divine character. God chose to give the disciples strong proof that Jesus was the promised Messiah. Seeing Jesus in his glory would help the disciples keep their faith during the time of terrible sadness and disappointment when Jesus would be crucified. God did not choose angels to talk with his Son on the mountain. Instead, he chose men who had experienced the trials of earth. God sent Moses and Elijah from heaven to talk with Jesus about his sufferings and death. Elijah had walked with God. Elijah's work had been painful and difficult because God used him to rebuke the sins of Israel. Elijah was a prophet of God. His own nation hunted him the same way they hunted wild animals. Elijah had to run from place to place to save his life. But God took Elijah to heaven without letting him die. Angels carried Elijah in glory and triumph to heaven. Moses was greater than any man who ever lived before him. God used Moses to deliver the Israelites from Egyptian slavery. Moses was highly honored of God. He talked with the Lord face to face as a person talks with a friend. Moses was permitted to see the bright light and excellent glory that surrounds the Father. Moses often pleaded for his people, standing between them and God. The Lord's anger was great against Israel for their continual unbelief, complaining, and sins. Moses' love for Israel was tested when God suggested destroying Israel and making Moses a great nation. Moses showed his love for Israel by his earnest pleading for them. Moses prayed that God would forgive Israel or remove Moses' name from God's book. Moses died, but Jesus came down and gave Moses life again before his body decayed. Satan tried to hold Moses' body in the grave. Satan said Moses' body belonged to him, Satan. But Jesus gave Moses life and took him to heaven. Satan spoke terrible, hateful words against God. Satan said that God was not fair for taking Moses from the grave. Jesus did not argue with Satan. Satan was the one who had caused Moses to sin. Jesus referred Satan to God the Father, saying, "The Lord rebuke you." Jesus told his disciples that some of the disciples standing with him would not die until they saw the kingdom of God come with power. This promise was fulfilled on the mountain when three of the disciples saw Jesus in his glory. Jesus' face was bright as the sun. His clothing was shining white. Moses was present at that time to represent the people who will be raised from the dead at the second coming of Jesus. Elijah represented the people who will never die. At Jesus' second coming, the righteous people who are alive will be made immortal. They will be taken to heaven without dying. The disciples watched with wonder and fear as they saw the great glory of Jesus and the cloud that surrounded them. They heard the voice of God in a solemn tone say, "This is my beloved Son. Hear, listen to him."